Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
It's the first time we played this song on the show, I think it might be. Welcome back. Midday show. There's a reason, we promise, that we're playing this song as we come back. All right, it is quarter century week, midday show. Ruben Frank in for Hugh Douglas today, and Hugh's going to come up in this segment because we were wondering where he falls in the top Eagles of the last 25 years. But, all right, so, you know, before the show today, we were going through our list, and I have Lane, Dawg, Kelce, Fletcher, BG as my top five last 25 years. Ruben had both Donovan and Hurts on his list. I don't have Hurts. Does he belong in the top five last 25? But, you know, Ruben, we were discussing the list. We had all these names of these guys, like, do they belong or how close are they? And I think I said, you know, we're not that far away from A.J. Brown forcing his way into this conversation. He's had an incredible first few years here in Philadelphia. Obviously, a couple Super Bowl trips, a championship, and he's one of the best players in his position in the NFL. And then Kyle was like, did you hear that A.J. thing last week? And I was like, no, I missed it. So apparently A.J. Brown wants us to start having a nickname for him and, like, chants at the games. Let's hear some of this. A.J. Brown on what we should be yelling when he scores.
So I was just thinking, because football season is approaching, and I want to get the fans involved, so I'm like, man, what can I do to get the fans involved? And I was just thinking, like, right, so when Coop makes a play, he does a celebration, which is lit, and everybody be like, Coop, right? I'm just thinking, what can I say? What can they say for me when I make a play or I make a touchdown, right? 1K, because I thought about Brown, and Brown don't sound right. Brown, like, that ain't it, right? So it gotta be like 1K. It gotta be right. And I'm just thinking, like,
oh my gosh, it's awful.
1K, like, something. Like, I'm just trying to get the fans involved, but you all let me know what you think, man. We can come up with something, man. I don't know if this one will stick, but let me know.
So I'm open to suggestions. 1K is not gonna work though.
No.
Also, when do you chant 1K? His first catch of the year, or when he gets close to 1,000 yards? I mean, why are we chanting 1K when he's at 300 yards in the end of September? I don't understand. Also, isn't AJ good enough? He has a nickname already. It's AJ.
To bring back the AJ chants from the AJ Feely days?
Yeah, there we go. Could do that.
Were there those chants?
Well, when McNabb played badly.
AJ, yeah.
We should go back in the archives and find those.
I've been in the stadium for one of those before.
Have you? Yeah,
you started it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do we think A.J. Brown needs a nickname? I'm good with A.J.
Well, it is his nickname.
That's what I mean. What's his name? Arthur Juan?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's
is Arthur Juan.
Arthur Juan, yeah. Brown, yeah.
Well, maybe that could be the chant. Arthur Juan.
His name.
Arthur Juan.
His real name is
his
the
real
nickname.
Name.
Well, he has another suggestion for what the chant.
Yeah, what do we have more? Let's hear.
How about A.O. for always open?
Nah.
So A.O.
That'll be lit. I like that. If they got Freddie in there, he could get it started.
You know, I actually think AO is better than 1K. At least there's something to that. You know who would really appreciate the AO? Jalen Hurts, if he's not throwing the ball. We're all chanting AO, he's open, throw him the ball. Rube, I don't think he needs a nickname.
Well, and just conceptually, like, who comes up with their own nickname?
A.J. Brown. You think he's bored and is ready for training camp?
I think he is.
That's what it sounds like
to me. Most likely. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, A.J. is fine. It works.
It works perfectly.
Well, the only other guy I can think of that tried to come up with his own nickname was Russell Wilson.
Hey, guys. Russell here. Yes, the typical boring. Yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love
so
to know.
Bad.
Real exciting. You know, I'm real excited. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be. And I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you,
I can't even take it anymore.
You know,
Mitchell gave himself like 9 nicknames.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
Never a good sign when you hear yourself.
He came up with Fred X. Came up with all of them.
So we were discussing earlier how early in Russell Wilson's career he looked like a Hall of Famer and it fell off.
Yeah.
That was the moment where I decided he wasn't going to make the Hall of Fame. That ended his candidacy.
We can't
right
let Jalen become that.
No, I don't think he will.
I don't think he will.
I doubt he'll ever put a video
That was really
like
him?
That. Oh, that was Russell Wilson. Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
And that was also A.J. Brown.
the more
I hear it, the A-OK is, or A-O is not terrible. I don't think it's going to work. It's not going to stick.
Yeah.
But the 1K thing doesn't just make any sense at all. Who's thinking that as they watch it?
The whole idea is just desperate. Like, what are you doing?
Well, so he's been here for years. He's been to the Super Bowl twice. Now we're going to do a nickname?
Yeah, it's got to happen naturally.
It does. It's just, it's not going to work out.
It's got to be organic, right?
It does. All right, so speaking of things working out, at one point, early in the beginning of the 2000s, you may have thought that one day Hugh Douglas would be a top 5 Eagle of the 25 years. I think we all realize he's not. Ruben, how many names until you got to Hugh Douglas's name? 20, 30, 25?
Yeah, you 10? Know, the thing about Hugh, and I covered all of Hugh's games here, uh-huh. and all he had a really good year in 98.
He did.
And that hurts him because he doesn't get credit for that.
Doesn't count.
12.5 sacks, made the Pro Bowl.
Sorry, Hugh.
So he only had 2 double-digit sack seasons after 2000. And he was really good. He had some injuries. He also had a 9-sack season. I mean, he would made 3 Pro Bowls
yeah.
since 2000. So he'd be in the mix, probably top 25.
Top 25 of the last 25. We could
yeah.
sneak Hugh in there?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let me look at mine. So I have the 5 here, 6, 7, 8, Deshaun 9. I wrote AJ 10. I think you're about right on that. So I probably wrote down 20 names, no Hugh Douglas. If we keep working through it a little bit, I think it's fair. I mean, we could put up a poll. Does Hugh Douglas deserve any consideration for a top 5 Eagle over the last 25 years? I want to see where the people come in on this. 215-592-9494. Mario in Pottstown. Hey, Mario.
Hey, what's up? How are you guys doing? Hope you're having a good week.
Oh, we are, Mario. What's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
So I'm thinking, obviously, Jalen Hurts should definitely be on there. I was also thinking about another list, too, of what if we did, like, staff? Like, just Eagle staff, top 5. We have Big Dom on there, do you think?
You know what? Now he might be. So who do you – Eagle staff right now, Sirianni, Fangio, Petula.
Just team employees. I don't know enough about Petula yet
okay.
as play caller.
Yeah, yeah, Petula hasn't coached a game
We're
yet.
Doing quarter century staff?
I mean –
Jim Johnson,
century, yeah.
Andy,
yeah.
and
well, how about
Joe Banner?
How about
yeah.
current staff? Howie, Sirianni, Fangio.
Does Lurie count?
Lurie, Big Dom.
I think Big Dom should be on there because, I mean, he actually really fills a important role of, you know, kind of going through the...
Well, he has a headset now, too.
The draft picks, and he's a coach.
Yeah. He's a coach?
Well, he's on a coaching staff.
Wait, we might have left off... Did we leave off Stoutland?
We did.
He got to be
That's,
on.
Yeah.
So sorry, Big Dom.
Yeah.
Apologize.
He have to be on there. You can't keep.
You can, wait, who's Stout or Big Dom?
Big Dom's got to be on there.
Oh, over Stout?
Wow. No, yeah.
No, right, no.
Maybe
no,
not. No. Now, who do you have?
Sirianni, Fangio, Howie.
Yeah.
So we
Lurie. Stoutland.
Stoutland.
Yeah.
There's no spot for Big Dom.
No, I guess not.
Yeah, he gets these 6.
Big Dom or Sirianni? Who makes the list? Well, we're not knocking off Lurie or Howie, right? Like Fangio. Those are important. I'm just saying. Go ahead, Mario.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
And then I was wondering, too, I was thinking, where do you guys rank Michael Vick? I haven't heard his name pop up at all on this radio station at all, one time. Would you guys rank him? Is he even in the top 25?
If we went all the way to 25, if we played it out, his one 2010 year,
that was it.
But yeah. it was electric. I mean, it was for a short burst. It was as electric as any quarterback play we've seen.
Until he tried to throw the ball to Riley Cooper with Tremone Williams covered him in the end zone on first and 10 from the 35-yard line.
You know, I remember watching that game thinking the winner of this game could get to the Super Bowl. Yeah. And obviously Green Bay did, and the Eagles did not. But that game was close, Ruben. The Eagles could have won that game.
They should have won it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Mary, he was awesome. I just think he didn't do it for long enough. Even if he had one more year, I think it would have been something to kind of get our mind going on it.
Yeah. 20-20 as Eagles quarterback. Hey, it was exciting. Top five exciting players, you put them on there.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Those were my two big ones, and I just want to say, big Giants fans, so go Big Blue. You guys are going to have a problem this year.
Oh, yeah.
No, come on, Mario.
Wow, I'm over so scared.
Mario, how many games are they going to win? Three,
how,
four,
how
five?
How are you going to get to sleep tonight?
No, yeah. We're going to the Super Bowl this year, guys.
Mario. Russell Wilson is the quarterback right now. Mario, we appreciate it. It's the one thing that with the Giants, like, it's been years since you even consider them. Even the year they played here three years ago now in the playoffs, I didn't even consider them a threat in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't been a threat in 15 years. A legitimate threat in 15 years.
Yeah.
Right? That was last Super Bowl, 11,
2011.
10, yeah, whatever that was.
And they were a wild card team.
Yeah.
They weren't even a great team.
Where were they in 13?
13? I think they were like a middling team. 2013, you're saying?
Yeah. I thought there was a year they had like Brandon Marshall and OBJ. And
Oh, the 16 of the boat?
Maybe I was 16.
The boat.
Okay.
Ben
McAdoo. That was 16.
They were a playoff team that year, right? That
was 11-5.
That was Wentz's first year, Wentz and Doug's first year?
Yeah, okay.
I think the Eagles beat him here on a Thursday night late in the season. It was I remember the game well. Wentz played really well and had a run late in the game. I think the Eagles won or lost close.
Yeah, 11-5. It was the boat year, and they lost in the wild card round.
Maybe the Eagles lost the game here late, but it was pretty close. They played them tight. Dwayne in Pensacola. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Dwayne?
Good, Dwayne. What's up?
Hey, I want to push back on one thing. First of all, if you would allow me, I'd like to thank all of the WIP listeners who are disabled veterans. Just had them on my mind. Going back to what you said about a quarterback in the division that wasn't MVP caliber.
Yeah, like the last time we had to deal, like the Eagles had to deal with an MVP caliber quarterback in the division. It's been, I can't think of one. I mean,
I can tell you 2 years ago, it was Dak Prescott. I believe he came second in the voting overall, and he lost it in the last few weeks.
Okay, you're right. He did have a very good year. I guess I never think of him that way in totality, but
yeah,
you're right. You're right. 2 years ago, he had a very good season.
He really did. Now, to the question at hand was, where do we place what the conversation was about the quarterbacks, right?
Well, yeah, does Jalen Hurts belong in the top five Eagles last 25 years?
I would say give him a couple more years, definitely. Because, once again, the longevity, what he's done is unmistakable. I always thought highly of him. I happen to be a Cowboy fan, but we're talking about football talk, so let's keep it like that. And, yeah, I think if he keeps doing what he's been doing, I think Jalen Hurts has been a victim of the syndrome of winning, not in spite of, but because of mentality. Like you said, for the last few years, the Eagles have been viewed as a predominant power in the NFL and going into the season again. So I think somehow to the powers that be, that has a factor, if it's right or wrong.
I think it does. I think it gets in people's heads that this team around him is great, so he doesn't have to generally be great to win. Whether that's true or not, and Dwayne, we preached the phone call, I think it gets in people's heads when they make these lists. By the way, early voting, does Hugh Douglas deserve consideration for the top 10 Eagles of the quarter century? Kyle, I'm seeing more yes votes than I anticipated.
I was 31% yes. That's a lot of yeses.
No shot.
Hugh's not here today. You don't need to kiss his ass.
Yeah. And we'll tell him what everyone said, and he's probably listening wherever
he is.
Oh,
he is. He's been texting in.
Yeah, okay, yeah, he's got
trying try to come up with a list of 25 who would be ahead of him.
I think we could do it. All right, hold on.
25 defenders?
I got 21.
All right, so I'm going to throw some names at you. Tell me if they're already on your list. Shady?
Shady's on the list.
Obviously, Peter. Deshaun?
Yes.
A.J. Brown?
Yes.
Malcolm?
Yes.
Trent Cole?
Yes.
Ertz?
Yes.
Foles? Foles has to be
on. I don't
over.
Have him on the list, but he's got to be on here. Sorry, Hugh.
T.O.
T.O. That's a funny one because, you know, they weren't exactly best of friends. Mm-hmm. Hugh, what do you think? Should I put T.O.? Yeah, I put T.O. ahead of him.
Didn't you punch T.O. in the face in the locker room?
Saquon.
I can't put him on yet. Oh, top 25? Yeah, let's do it.
Slay.
Slay's on the list.
So what are we at, like in the 20s?
That's like 26.
Oh, so then Hugh's not a top 25 Eagle last 25 years.
Hugh.
Poor guy. He's getting cooked.
I got Westbrook, A.J., Cole, Brandon Brooks, Troy Vincent.
Brandon Brooks is over Hugh. Sorry, Hugh. I mean, it's just
Sproles.
Sproles is not over Hugh.
Oh, yeah. Sproles was fun, though.
Sproles was fun. I mean, wait a second.
Sproles is pretty good. Here's for some bad teams.
The sack on Sean King was in the 2000s. I mean, that Sproles doesn't have that moment. I mean, like, just that, I got to put him over Darren Sproles.
Right,
when was the last time you heard the cut of Madden and Summerall? Or do we have Merrill? We have Madden.
It's Madden and Summerall.
Madden and Summerall describing the hit on Sean King. Have you heard it recently?
I have not heard it
recently.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
King drops the throw. And is hit just as he let the ball go, or did he let it go? This might be the Eagles' ball. I think it is.
I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King. George Hegeman is number 78. He's pointing the other way, hoping it is that ball.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles' ball.
Because that was his man.
For two things every time we play it. One, I love Madden and Summerall, just hearing them again. Two, the roar of the vet is so loud in that cut.
Yeah.
It just stands out.
And Madden got a little excited.
Yeah, it's an all-time call.
My favorite Hugh Douglas moment was in the Chicago playoff game in 2001
mm-hmm.
on Jim Miller. It was when Jim Miller, Jim Miller, right?
Yeah, threw the pick.
He got picked off by Damon Moore.
Yeah, and then Hugh buried him in the ground.
And Hugh's quote was, I told him, don't move. He moved. The rest is history.
Yes.
It's poetic. It's just beautiful.
It sounds like if you asked me to describe what Hugh may have said in that moment, that it would have been something like that.
I told him, don't move.
And he moved.
He moved.
And he it's one of those NFL plays that is so, it like shows the difference of the game now. I just don't think a defensive end takes a quarterback out like that these days. They just probably don't even look at him.
Well, he got fined for that.
Yeah.
And then he appealed it and won. And they rescinded the fine.
That also sounds like Hugh trying to get his money back.
That's right.
Yeah, upset he lost money. That sounds just like the Hugh Douglas I know. Jason's in Swedesboro. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, Jason. What's up?
Listen, I know you guys are a bit confused, you know, about Jalen being on 9, but I'm not confused when it said, you know, GMs, analysts, and scouts and all that, because guys, majority of GMs don't win a Super Bowl. I mean, how many GMs got two Super Bowls? How many got one? You know, am I surprised that they don't know how to evaluate a quarterback to win them a Super Bowl?
Well, but
no,
but maybe they do know what they're evaluating. Like, they're not dummies. I mean, just because they don't win the Super Bowl doesn't mean they're dummies.
Are you sure, Joe?
Well, it depends.
Joe.
Some teams have dummies running the team, but for the most part, these guys are pretty smart.
See, I don't know. I think we've got the benefit of having Howie Roseman for so long that we really, truly forget what a dumb GM looks like. Like, we can look at Daryl Morey. We've got him in our city. Like, we can admit to ourselves that even though these people have college degrees in these fields and they've been experienced, they're not the smartest at what they do. They just have a lot of networking ability. They have a good name, and they've done things before.
So can I?
I think Jason's on something. Yeah, go ahead.
But can I just present maybe an alternative way of thinking?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
Could you consider, maybe they're dumb? Like, you're right. Maybe some of these GMs are just not good, and these scouts are not good at what they do. But there's also the element of maybe like we're living in it. We love Jalen Hurts. He won the Super Bowl. And we want to believe he's higher than the people in the NFL do. You see that side of it too?
I can see that side of it too. But I could see that if it was like the only one above him was like Jaden Daniels and like Matt Stafford, because those are two quarterbacks that I could see GMs going like, yeah, those are two quarterbacks I could see more likely winning a Super Bowl.
So what is it? Herbert? Is it Herbert the one that has you?
It's Herbert.
It's Herbert.
It's Herbert and Goff. It's Herbert and Goff.
Herbert one. Let me present it this way. I think the Herbert one, I understand your gripe. I will say, last year, for the majority of the season, I thought Goff played better. Now, Goff played bad in the playoff game, right? He got picked off once or twice, and they got knocked out. And Jalen obviously won the Super Bowl. But I thought the regular season last year, Goff was very good. I don't think it's crazy if we're basing it on the last year's regular season. Goff was in the MVP discussion.
I want to bring up one game for Jared Goff, which pretty much threw him out of the MVP.
The five-pick game against the Houston game.
But it wasn't the fact that he threw the five picks. It was the fact
they
that he threw the five picks and they won.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, you can't be MVP if you're winning and you throw five picks. It's very clear your team is the reason you're winning and it's not you. Like, people want to talk about, oh, Jalen had Saquon. They don't want to talk about how Jared Goff had David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs behind a phenomenal.
Jason, I actually think they're similar, and they're stylistically different, right? Like Jalen's a runner, and Goff's like the classic pocket guy. But I actually think they're similar. I think they're both really good. I think that you could win with both of them. You have to have a different style team, and clearly they both play with really good teams right now, like a lot around them, O-line, running game. I actually think that those two should be ranked near each other, whether it's like 5 or 6, 6 or 7.
If Jalen Hurts had 3 interceptions in his one playoff game and they lost at home,
oh my God, he'd be crucified.
He wouldn't be in the top 10. Jared Goff throws 3 interceptions at home as the number one seed against Washington.
Yep.
Yep, Ruben.
And he's ahead of Jalen? It makes no sense.
Now, just before I'm done, just real quick on Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Jared Goff go to a Super Bowl, and he scored 3 points. We've seen Jalen go to a Super Bowl twice, and he scored 35-plus both times. That's all I got to say when it comes to who I want Jared Goff.
Yeah, he did not play well in that Super Bowl against the Patriots in 18.
You got it, Jason. We appreciate it. So when I did my list, I ranked Hurts right above Goff. But I think there's something to both of them play on really good teams. Right, like you can make the case they're not the best player on their own teams, maybe their own offenses. Like you could say Gibbs is the best player in Detroit now, or Brown's obviously a great receiver. Like, I could see them playing this year in the postseason. The Lions come here, I think, in November. That's going to be a huge game. I actually think those two near each other on the list is interesting to me. The Herbert thing is what I think bothers the most people, because he's stunk in 2 playoff games. And I think there's a perception that Herbert's great and he hasn't accomplished really much at all yet.
Yeah. No, he's never won a playoff game. I think I would have Jalen ahead of Goff, Herbert, and Jaden Daniels. Those are the 3.
You'd have him 5 then.
Yeah.
But do we all, I think there's an agreement that the top 4, in whatever order you want to put them, have done it for a long enough time that they're the 4 best quarterbacks.
Yeah. And, you know, Goff's like, he's going to be 31. In October.
Yep.
Like, he's not a kid.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. His best days could well be...
He was drafted with Wentz.
Yeah.
I mean, right? They were 1-2.
16. Yeah.
I do wonder how he ages. I mean, you would think he'd age okay,
Wentz
right?
Wentz is still playing well.
Well, Wentz is not aging well.
What's he up to?
We don't know. Let's go to... So Frank in Philly said he was there for the Hugh sack of Sean King. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was there in that game. I was one of probably, 2,000 that were there intermittently. And, yeah, when that went, when that ha- sack happened, you know, you had everybody that was an Eagles fan standing up, and we were getting taunted a little bit by the Bears fans. One of the biggest things I remember is riding the bus into Soldier Field. I had a 9-year-old kid staring at me, and I had my Eagles hat on, and he just gave me the dirtiest look. And I looked at him, I said, buddy, I get it. I totally get it. And I appreciated him for giving me that look, actually.
You know, that's amazing you were there. Because, like, you know, we could talk about all the games here in Philadelphia. But to be there at that Soldier Field game, that was the day that it felt like the Eagles went to a different level with Reed. Right? They got to the title game. They beat the Bears in Chicago. Hugh Berry's Jim Miller.
I was at that point, and I was like, I got to get tickets to this game. And the tickets then were, I sat 5-10 rows in the end zone, and it was like $200 a ticket. I drove out overnight, 10 and a half hours, stayed overnight, had lunch, came back home. And
it was super cold that day.
It was the coldest I've ever been in my life.
That was a Saturday afternoon playoff?
It was late afternoon.
Yeah.
And I believe that's when they started dismantling the stadium right after the game.
Oh, wow.
Because they played
the
next year in Champaign.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
In fact, they were already working on it when we left the stadium.
Wow.
They were already like drilling and hammering.
That's wild. Frank, you have Hurts as a top five Eagle last 25 years?
I do. I don't know how Jay doesn't have Dawkins. I think he's a little bit crazy having Shady on his list. I mean, you know, I'm a little torn between the offensive line people. Like when you look at Runyon was a big part of those teams back in those years. You got to look at Kelsey. I don't look at Fletch. I look at Lane if I look at anything, but we can't be like the afternoon show and throw in the offensive line as one category.
No,
so.
Frank, I can't. I still can't believe they did that. It was such a cop out to the top 11. You can't do that.
Yeah, for sure. And you got to give people their rights. And, you know, while we had a lot of good players on those teams, and, you know, T.O. unfortunately was only here a couple of years. And, you know, you got to look at Westbrook, too. I mean, yeah. Westbrook was a huge part of those teams. So if anybody, I put Westbrook in the top five with Hurts, McNabb, and you got to go Kelsey, and you got to go Dawkins. I mean, that would be my top five if I was looking at it.
Well, that's a unique one. Frank, appreciate it. He went more offense.
No lane.
But he went with the skill guys. And the first time Westbrook's name came up, Westbrook obviously didn't have a super long run. Most running backs don't. But he had some special seasons
he
in
sure
there.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Runyon's a name I didn't have on. So Runyon's now in the top 25, so he just knocked you out.
Yeah, I don't even know if he was going to be top 30 by the end of the show. We got Westbrook. We got Runyon. You had Trey in there?
I got Trey. Trey, you know, Trey's another one, man. He was great.
Yes.
98 now. He was drafted in 98, but he made three Pro Bowls since 2000. Mm. He was a really good player.
Yeah, he was in trouble on this list.
You got to ding him for having one of his best seasons before the quarter century.
You do?
Not smart. Not smart football.
And the year in Jacksonville.
Sorry, should have saved it.
The gap year in Jacksonville kills him. Right?
It really
because
does,
he
yeah.
wasn't part of the 03 Eagles that got back to the title game. He was hanging out in Jacksonville for
you
a year.
You can't take a gap year in Jacksonville.
You cannot and still make this list.
Does she do anything for us?
215-592-9494.
Made some money, though.
That's why he went. All right, top five Eagles last 25 years. Who's on your list? It's quarter century week. And does Jalen Hurts belong? A lot of great Eagles to pick from. We want five. Plus, when we come back, we'll go on a blind date with a Phillies trade candidate as we try to finish the Phillies roster. Kyle will throw numbers and a profile at us, and we'll say, do we want this player or not on the Phillies? That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.